Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Champs Out Last, the podcast where you just chat shit about wrestling. As always, I'm Andrew. I'm joined by Lee. How are you, mate? You good?
I'm not bad at all. Not bad at all, son, you?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, not too bad. I think we've just spoken off air that we both had quite heavy weeks. Yeah. So I think this is going to be a nice release for us today. We've got some good news that we have now joined a new podcast network, the Jonas Podcast Network. They're very graciously invited us to join, and we were very happy to do so. It's nice to be with them for wrestlingwithjonas.com. Is that correct, Lee?
That is correct.
All right. Excellent. So we've got a lot of wrestling content on there, as well as obviously our own podcast. So if there's anything else that tickles your fancy there, head on over to wrestlingwithjonas.com. You can find a lot of content on there, so it's pretty good. As we've had heavy weeks, Lee, I'm going to regale you with a tale of the time that I met Roman Reigns.
Please go on. I don't know how many times I've heard this story, but it's not been on the podcast, so I'll pretend
exactly. It really hasn't somehow. yeah, I do try to tell people this. Sometimes I forget. So when I was working for a company that I will not name, all you need to know, Lee, is they suck. And I've since gone out of business.
I was going to say, does that even exist?
No, I don't think they're allowed to trade anymore. Shame for them. But during the time when I was technically suspended, so wasn't allowed to work in my current environment, so I was actually out on the shop floor, it just so happened that on one Saturday morning, a very casual Roman Reigns was walking through the ballroom. Oh, what was he doing there, you may ask? Well, he was obviously there for some WWE live shows that was going on at the NEC, and it just so happened he needed to pick up some new luggage. So he'd headed over to the trip luggage section, picked out a suitcase, and who gets to be the guy who rings it up for him? That's right. This guy gets to sell Roman Reigns a suitcase. He rocks up. I reckon it was probably, I don't remember now. I think it must have been very early Shield days. Like he wouldn't have been that popular. Like, not a lot of people have known him.
I remember you marking out at the time, but nowhere near the levels it would be now if you saw Roman Reigns.
There's no way he would be walking through a shopping centre unaccompanied in the way that he was.
Oh, no, because like Paul Heyman would be like carrying a belt behind him.
True, yes.
Making sure he's got a chair at all times, you know, that sort of thing. Much like me, to be fair.
True, yeah, it is. I do the same thing for you. Does that make me Paul Heyman situation? Fair enough.
Yeah, and this works well for both of us. I could be Roman Reigns, you can be Paul Heyman.
God, my hair's just as terrible, so probably works out. And so I'm looking around going, who the hell am I telling? Because I suddenly realised there is nobody there who knows what wrestling is, let alone who Roman Reigns would be. It's not like John Cena's walking through and I could go, like, that's John Cena, like someone would probably know who he is. This was a very early Roman Reigns. There's no way I could explain who this guy was. I just said, yeah, well, he's quite famous. So we had a little chat. That was about it. He said, thank you.
So did Roman actually say anything to you? Did you like show him like your Shield tattoo, which you got like the week prior?
Yeah, standard. Yeah. Got some of the gloves on, didn't I? I was wearing a flat jacket at the time.
Oh, those 25 free gloves you could buy from the merch stand at the house. Yeah.
Standard. Yeah.
Got six pairs.
One for every day. Oh, Christ. So that was it's one of my little plans of fame. I did get to sell Roman Reigns a suitcase.
I'm sure we'll talk about Roman Reigns later on.
We shall indeed. Episode. That's what I thought would be a good episode to do it. As we all know, it is SummerSlam weekend. This coming Saturday and Sunday. Yes, it is. Am I right? I was trying to think if anything was on Friday, but no, there's another certain show that's going to be on Friday night.
Yeah, there should be some good shit.
Hopefully. I mean, if they're fucking swerving us now, I think we might be re-recording this Saturday morning. Rant.
A £2.99 a month. That'll be fucking cancelled immediately.
They've taken the first real payment today.
They knew what they were doing.
Maybe did. So basically, that technically means that this week has been some go-home shows. No one's watched Raw, so I'm not going to discuss it. We'll discuss that during the predictions. Because
I made it an hour 13 in, which, to be honest, quite an achievement.
Fair play. I don't give a shit. We'll talk about it when we get to the predictions itself for the Raw matches, if I can even remember which ones are Raw matches.
Well, I can tell you, it's fine, Andrew.
Cool. That's why this is a two-man operation. Tell me what matches are on Raw.
And you just chat bollocks for an hour. Works out.
Yeah, pretty much. however, it was the go-home show for NXT. I felt like that card was already set, so it didn't really do anything.
There was no real surprises.
No. It was setting up matches for next week more so, because we get in...
Standard.
That, yeah.
Not even 2 weeks
time. No, but 2 weeks time. No.
It's just like, next week.
We get that six-man tag, and the breakout tournament final is next week. It's not even on the takeover, so...
Yeah,
I needed that as well. I wanted a cheap point on the board.
That breakout tournament.
Yeah. Nowhere near what it was.
Massively
years ago.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, it would have been 2 years ago.
2 years ago when they did it last time. Yeah.
And I don't think they'll do it again for at least another 2 years, put it that way.
Well, by all accounts, is an NXT just going to become one large breakout tournament?
They
may as well do that. Like every 6 weeks, they just have a breakout tournament. If you win, you go to the main roster. Fuck it.
That's actually not a bad idea. Genuinely not.
Set it up like it's, and I'm thinking, it's on the idea now. Chop it up like, is it the Super J Cup?
Yeah.
Which is the one where they have, like, league titles and stuff.
You're thinking like G1 Climax?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So it's like a bit of a league with the group stages and, there goes semis and finals.
Yeah, some of them they're trying to do. Remember when Dr. Maverick was getting fired and then not getting fired? But it was shit because, he's already been fired, so. Well.
Now it was also good because they had a limited number of people on the roster, so they could recycle the same matches in a group format.
Exactly.
I'm surprised they don't do these bollocks on Raw, to be fair.
Yeah, but they only feature like six men on Raw, don't they?
Yeah, but stick them in a league, at least make it do something.
There you go. Not a lot really seemed to happen. All I kind of remember from it was just classic Johnny Gargano silly bollocks. Well, that's just every week now. It's a good job that I find Johnny Gargano entertaining, because I swear if anybody else was doing this, I would find it insufferable. Because
it's quite funny how he does it. So.
But at least. With him and, they're even making Dexter Loomis work and the man doesn't speak, and yet somehow I'm still hilariously invested in this whole weird family dynamic they've got going.
Nah, I message you saying I'm fucking done with this shit.
Jump the shark for you, yeah?
No, getting married next week. Beth Phoenix maid of honour somehow.
Matron of honour. She's already married, so take her as a matron of honour, mate.
Jesus Christ, you're such a buzzkill. I might shop around for a new co-host now.
Oh, someone's got some big bollocks now. He's on a network. He's getting followed by Chris Van Villet. He thinks he's bloody big time now.
We are big time, just that other people don't know it yet. Remember that, son. We're always big time.
I told you when you turn 33, you grow your bollocks. Told you, didn't I?
Still waiting for mine in the post.
In fact, talking of bollocks, I did really enjoy that Ridge Holland both said that he doesn't give a toss, and that someone has Ciampa or Thatcher have you think you've got some big bollocks. So I was like, this is amazing.
I was like,
the US audience again, I don't give a toss. I'm like, this is amazing.
I imagine Regal was like smirking to himself during this game. I can't believe
it. Rooks away, just laughing.
Can't believe they're letting.
This has got the passive sensors. This is brilliant. When they like when they don't mute wanker in the crowd. Yeah.
It's like I want the crowd to start chanting bollocks now.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, in fact, they were chanting "Where's Scarlet" this week.
I was wondering that. To be fair, I was like. Never bodes well when someone disappears off TV for a couple of weeks.
Yep. Not even disappeared from. Oh, in fairness, there's something. Oh, no, it did happen on Raw. Karrion Kross beat Jeff Hardy on Raw.
Cool.
For a match that has happened for the fourth week running, I think.
No.
Or was it only three?
Because Jeff's had COVID, so it was Jeff, Keith, Jeff. That was literally Karrion Kross's run.
Fuck me. Great.
And if Jeff and Keith isn't a tag team, I don't know what is. So.
Yeah, but now Keith's back off too.
Can't have it all, mate.
It's all shit anyway.
Anyway, let's predict this card.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
You can do it in any order you wish, Andrew.
Okay.
So you're just going to
tell me. If I'm honest, this has been quite a tough card.
Oh yeah, I don't know how to book it because now you don't know how to book
NXT. Yeah, that worries me. I don't know what to go with. Am I going with old school NXT thinking and booking? Am I going with they're going to do something mad? Like I honestly don't know. So for that reason, I am genuinely going to go with the Wikipedia number order for this one. So match one. Starting out hot, although I don't like the fact that Wikipedia have done this not all in capital letters, but it is a Volta champion versus Ilya Dragunov in a singles match for the NXT United Kingdom Championship. Now, possibly correct me, Lee, but is this the first time the NXT UK Championship has been defended on a normal NXT takeover since Dunne and Tyler Bates Chicago Classic?
No, Walter won it.
Walter beat Ciampa, didn't he?
Yeah, Walter beat Ciampa and then Walter actually beat Pete Dunne at a US takeover.
Was that on a proper takeover?
Takeover. Okay. That was in Chicago as well.
Okay.
I think it was a year after the Tyler Bates match.
Fair enough. I couldn't remember if that one or
like 18 months after.
Yeah, it's one of the Blackpool shows or something for it. But okay,
yeah.
Well, it has retained its place on their proper NXT card, and I'm going Ilya Dragunov. I'm going to overthink other matches on the card.
Yeah.
But I just think Volta is done with NXT UK. He hasn't been seen on UK TV, like, basically at all.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, in his 2000-day reign that 100% has a huge asterisk on it. I don't care what you say, Lee, how much of a big fanboy of Volta you are. And I'm not going to say this shit to his face because he will, you know, chuck me up. But
I mean, you've seen this man stand behind you. You know how big.
Oh yeah, yeah, and he looked quite friendly then, but I was still intimidated to fuck. It has not had that same luster as Pete Dunne's reign did. And I don't know. That's just me looking at it rose-tinted glasses. Because if I were to go through who Pete had to defend against, it probably wasn't exactly a rogues gallery of stars. But I just don't think Walter's really had any massive matches apart from one against Pete and the first outing against Ilya. That's like the only real matches I can remember of his title reign.
And Ciampa, because you just mentioned it as well.
Yeah, but I don't really remember. And I never thought he was going to lose that because like a US star, he's not going to win. So I wasn't invested in it because Walter's obviously winning. Where here, I think the story could come full circle, and that way then it opens up other storylines in NXT UK if Ilya is now champ, because he just basically resets it so other people can have a go.
Yeah, I think Walter will lose So Ilya wins, so we match on that. Similarly, because I think Walter's going to do some shit with Imperium.
Well, what
in the US, and that kind of makes more sense to me.
Yeah, and that was what's best when I was watching NXT this week. I know it was just a midweek show, but as it was the go home show, I almost thought Imperium were going to beat MSK. Just because maybe they're going to sit around that, but instead, I think they're going to start them off with none of them having titles and having to try and do something.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see. Okay. Well, I like that we're both sort of sticking with Ilya. I just think it makes sense. I think it's going to be a banger of a match.
Oh, could potentially be in a match of the night. It's the one I'm most looking forward to be
fair. I think Ilya could get busted open. Standard. So.
Well, yeah. I don't know what busted him opening against Roddy Strong, but Jesus Christ, he was he was pouring blood.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to game on with that. Match two, fucking hell, Lee, is Karrion Kross champion, apparently with Scarlett, versus Samoa Joe in a singles match for the NXT championship.
Samoa Joe, new champ. Karrion Kross is on Raw. Let's not overthink this. Letting go job on Raw.
Yeah. But where are they going with Joe being champ?
Hopefully back 5 years ago.
I don't know. It's a tough one for me, this. I still think Cross is retaining.
Didn't expect that from you, Andrew. Let's move on before you change your mind.
Yeah. It was something that I was thinking about. I always hate it when you come in and just go, "Oh, it has to be this to move on." I'm thinking, okay, sure, but I don't know. I just the way NXT's been, I would be 100% surprised if they do this, and mainly because Lee, I'm going to 100% fuck up my NXT predictions as always by overbooking it. Because match three is Raquel Gonzalez, champion, versus Dakota Kai in a singles match for the NXT Women's Championship. And surprise, surprise, Lee, I'm fucking doing it. I'm going all in.
Well, say that now, then.
Dakota Kai, going all in.
Okay, I'm going Raquel Gonzalez.
Is it? That's why, because I didn't think we were going to. Because otherwise, I'm predicting three title changes. Fucking three matches, and that just isn't going to happen. So, I'm fully aware I've probably decided upon the wrong ones.
Standard.
But, you know, I don't care anymore. I'm booking my own NXTs from now on.
To be honest, one of us is going to end up near Sully booking territory. That's right.
Whoa. I'm not booking a no contest.
I might, who knows?
Well, in that case, LA Knight, the current champion, versus Cameron Grimes with Ted DiBiase in a singles match for the Million Dollar Championship, with a caveat that if Cameron Grimes loses, then Ted DiBiase must become LA Knight's butler.
Right. Part of me really wants to see Ted DiBiase be LA Knight's butler. Not gonna lie.
The fact that they could string the shits out and probably still do some vignettes with that, yes. However, just no. No. This shit needs to just end now. Like, Cameron Grimes wins.
The thing is, what did you do in the belt afterwards?
Well, I don't know. It didn't go anywhere the first time.
For both parties, what did you do in the belt afterwards?
Yeah, literally nothing happens.
I'll tell you what would be intriguing. Is if Swerve went after it, and then he could say he's going to melt it down for a new grill.
Brilliant.
Because, you know, Big Joseph said grill on NXT.
He did.
And I think that doesn't sound right coming out of your mouth.
No.
It doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth.
No.
You're fine.
We're very villain. Yeah, it's a strange title. It's only ever going to go so far anyway.
Even though I would like to see Ted as a butler, I'm going with a Cameron Grimes win.
Yeah, I just think they changed the momentum slightly on this Go Home show, and I think it just makes sense to do a bit of 50-50 booking and give them a title for a bit. And we'll see what other ridiculous bollocks he can do with it. It's essentially going to become the 24/7 championship of NXT.
Oh, I hope not.
It might not change hands as often, but still.
Can R-Truth come to NXT?
Sure. Why not? No one would recognise him. It's not canon, remember? So
true that.
Do what you fucking want. And then finally, that leaves us with match 5, which is possibly the final chapter in the never-ending story that is Kyle...
It's not even gone on that long, to be fair.
It fucking feels like it has, though, isn't it?
It's nowhere near Gargano Ciampa levels.
Yeah, but they had an injury break. So Kyle Double Denim O'Reilly versus Adam Cole Bebe in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Fall 1 will be a traditional wrestling match. Fall 2 will be a street fight. And then when they inevitably get to fall 3, because it's definitely going to fall 3, I don't know why they chapped this shit.
Well, you know, Regal's paid out from the cage now, so it's definitely going to be 3 falls.
Yeah. Well, yes, will be a steel cage match. So who do you think's winning the steel cage match?
Kyle O'Reilly, because Adam Cole is going, baby.
I don't think that fucking matters. I think he's going out winning.
Right. No, shut the fuck up. Just shut up. They're not going to let Adam Cole go over one of their baby faces and then rock up an AEW on the following Wednesday, aren't
they? Okay, it is.
No, Kyle O'Reilly.
You think Adam Cole's late?
I think he's already signed with AEW.
I think he's sticking around. I don't know what the fuck he's going to do, but I think...
Yeah, but if he sticks around, he's going to Raw or SmackDown. I'd much rather go to AEW. Because at least then it'll be entertaining and I will watch it.
I just don't... Nah, fuck it.
And also, if Adam Cole ends up on Raw, I won't see him until he gets released. In 6 months' time.
I mean, we'll read about him.
Yeah, someone will put in a group chat going, "You heard about Adam Cole?" I'll be like, no. Be like, he's been released. Be like, cool. Let's move on with the conversation.
Put 90 days on my calendar.
What episode of AEW do I have to watch for this to coincide?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, 1422. Wicked. yeah. Fuck it.
So, I know we're not looking forward to this one. Well, I kind of am, but I kind of not. SummerSlam?
What? Oh, no, in fairness, I'm going to quickly rate NXT itself. I think on paper, that should be a pretty decent card.
Preview-wise, I'll give it a B+. It's not quite hyped as it usually is for a takeover.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
Just
because everybody knows the atmosphere that's going on around the place, I think. So
yeah.
It's not quite the same. Ironically, this should be the one that's called NXT TakeOver This Is The End.
Yeah.
Not the one they did about 25 pay-per-views ago.
It does feel like that, to be fair, doesn't it? It definitely feels like they're turning a page.
Yeah, exactly. We can move on to...
Moving on to SummerSlam. My initial thought was sort of...
The biggest part of the year.
Do you know when I do like a really big boxing card and it's just like one great main event and then the rest of the card is just a bit...
Yeah.
This very much has that feel. Like, if I could open with Reigns versus Cena...
Oh, man, I'll go to bed.
I could watch that, and then I'd be like, Andrew, I'm off to bed.
Yeah, I'd watch that. I would get up at, like, 7:30 in the morning, and I'd just watch the rest of the show. Wouldn't even care. Yeah, you are correct if they were to reverse the card. it is like that boxing card. So say what we went to Madison Square Garden for that Golovkin fight.
Yeah.
And we're obviously going to watch about 5 matches before 10 people we've never heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could have just rocked up literally just before the main event. Hang on. Yeah, cool. Like, don't give a shit. That's kind of how this is. So there are 10 matches on this card, Lee. 10. Currently, as we stand, there are 10 matches.
They might put 2 on a pre-show nurse, and that'll be like.
I feel like I know one of them's going to go on a pre-show, but.
An eight main card draw.
Okay, fair enough. Give me a number from 1 to 10. Any number you wish from 1 to 10?
10.
I say this is the least difficult question I'm going to ask you this day. 10. That is AJ Styles and Omos, champions, versus RK-Bro for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
RK-Bro winning.
Sure.
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
You go
with the hot hand.
Yeah, basically, like, Randy will RKO AJ Styles. They'll somehow get the big man to do it as well in some kind of spectacular spot, I hope. Riddle will then hit an RKO. And then after the match where the winners get their hands raised, Randy will just RKO Riddle and then probably walk off with both belts. That's how I would book it, by the way. So at least 5 RKOs in the match, which is how I would book every Randy Orton match.
That's the only fucking exciting thing about it.
Apart from his jokes, obviously.
Yeah, I would probably agree with you there. I think that Randy's definitely going to RKO Riddle during the match, and because it's WWE, they will have them win first and then he'll turn.
Yeah.
But will it be a real turn? Like, it'll be some stupid bollocks. And then hopefully that just means that AJ might get a singles push and Omos will just be his bodyguard for a bit and be a better Veer and Shanky than fucking Veer and Shanky are.
I don't mind them two, to be fair. It's just a shame they're booked fucking terribly.
But exactly. Like, legitimately, nothing. And then I don't know, they'll go up against the New Day or something. I don't know who's on fucking Raw that's attacked.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I think you're right. I think they're gonna go. Well, they'd probably be stupid not to do it. They're the only people that are over on Raw other than John Morrison, or is he on SmackDown?
No, he's on Raw.
He's probably the only person who's sort of over with the crowd, I think.
Yeah.
So I would go with RK-Bro. Right, a number from 1 to 9 now then, please.
4.
4. 4, he says. Ooh. Well, that is the Usos of Jay and Jimmy, champions versus Mysterios, as in Rey and Dominic. So Walter pulling double duty.
Only about 900 people ever get that reference.
Yeah, no, it's still funny.
And you can guarantee only 4 of them listen to this. So, nice joke, right?
That's what I do. For the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I like you've gone both the tag matches straight up. Well played. I think it's quite obvious the Usos win.
Yeah.
Just Usos seems stupid at the moment for that.
Usos retain. They remain somewhat ahead in the table, but not quite ahead in the table.
They remain at the table.
Yeah, there you go.
And then perhaps Naomi arrives?
No, don't ruin a fucking good gimmick. Don't ruin a good gimmick by
Don't ruin her. Don't ruin her good gimmick and feel the glow. You think that she's suited to that marvellous gimmick. That's fine, mate. Yeah. You always say that she's a natural heel.
Yeah. I just want her to be a natural heel without touching a decent gimmick. Don't fuck up a good thing. Do you want to go right for WWE? Because that'll probably get you in.
Makes a note to self. In that case, I'm picking the next one because I want to have the segue of try not to ruin a good thing. So here is Nikki Cross, now known as Nikki Almost Superhero. Okay. Who apparently is a champion. Not that you'd know. I don't think she will by the end of the weekend. Versus Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley in a triple threat match for the Raw Women's Championship. Now, here is how I would book this, Lee, is nobody wins. They throw that belt in the bin like a Lundra Blaze did how many years ago. And just fucking start again. In reality, Nikki Ash will probably bloody win, and all of us will go, what the fuck are they doing?
Right, I'm going to go Charlotte wins.
Maybe it has to be Charlotte.
It's a pay-per-view. It's Sunday. It's not.
It's a Saturday, mate. It's a Saturday.
What's that? Someone look up a record on a Saturday. Check the house shows. Probably unbeaten. I'm still going to roll
was
with
she ever, well, was she ever on any NXT Saturdays? Those takeovers. She might be.
No, I think she was only a midweek special.
Ooh, okay. Got called up before the move to Saturdays. All right. Yeah, if Nikki Ash is champ by the weekend, then fair play to her.
Yeah.
Fair play.
The only thing that I would do with Nikki is keep having her go on a losing streak as almost a superhero.
Make her and go then fucking, become an actual superhero and win.
No. And then make her go fucking mental again and then just bring back the Nikki Cross gimmick. No harm, no foul. And then let's pretend the superhero gimmick never fucking happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Can they not just put her back with Alexa Bliss? They burn that doll. They burn Nikki's superhero costume. And then we just forget anything.
Couldn't they not put an adult in the superhero costume?
And then burn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with the Raw Women's belt that's also in the bin. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool. Fuck it out. Jesus. So I didn't mean to absolutely destroy the Raw Women's division there. But yes, it was an unexpected rant. I do apologise to the ladies in question. They've been booked terribly. Royce, a number between 2 and 9 that isn't 4?
Wow, this is getting more convoluted.
Yeah.
6.
I mean, after this, I'm probably just going to pick and make because I'm going to forget which ones we've done. 6. Lovely. This is a match that's 7 years in the making. Edge versus Seth Rollins.
Kind of enjoyed this build because it's been on SmackDown.
Yep.
So I've actually watched highlights and little bits of the show. Edge wins.
Really?
Yeah, simply because people like Edge.
I think Seth has to win.
To be honest, I'm not going to dispute anything. It could go either way. It's a both of these guys match for me, to be fair.
Yeah, it does feel like it's just going to be two guys go at it, see what comes about. I think that and the next match I'm going to bring up are just going to be two guys that just say, lads, just go have a match, fuck it, you'll be fine, put on a show, wicked.
So you're going Sethy, baby?
I am. I think they need that, and then they need to slowly try and make Seth face to eventually try and topple Roman.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going. I think your next money match is Reigns versus Rollins, essentially. I don't really know how to get from point A to point B with Rollins yet.
Yeah, I know.
But as soon as I figure it out, I'll let everyone know on the podcast.
Because to be fair, I mean, it might mean he has to sort of go through Cena, but he ain't going to be facing in that.
Oh, absolutely. Cena's not sticking around after SummerSlam.
Well, not directly, but he might get another stint somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they moved Royal Rumble to February. That's when he's going to be back.
Does actually make sense.
Probably would, wouldn't it? But yes, match after that, I'm going number 7 on this card. which is Sheamus Champion versus Damian Priest in a singles match for the United States Championship.
I didn't know this match was happening, and when I looked at the card earlier, I was like, that's actually pretty good. Actually looking forward to it. I'm going to go new champ.
Agreed.
Because I want to see a belt on Priest. That would actually make me slightly interested in Raw.
And like I said, with the Edge versus Rollins match, I think they're just going to go, lads, go out there.
Yeah.
It'll be a different match. I don't think it'll be quite the storytelling of Edge and Rollins. I think it's going to be
It's a Hoss match, essentially. Just
it's going to be like Sheamus versus Drew, was it? You know,
Sheamus versus anyone, to be fair.
True. Alberto Carrillo. I think that's going to be a decent match on this card. That's going to be an underrated banger on this card, I reckon.
Yeah, but my one gripe is they should have put a belt on Priest after the WrestleMania Bad Bunny hype. And then just fucking roll with it.
Instead, they decided they were going to keep rolling with the Miz Morrison view.
Yeah, and zombies.
I'm really surprised that Morrison's not part of this as a triple threat.
I'm glad he isn't.
Fair enough.
Just move on. Let's just move on.
So match 8. Oh, man, this feels like it's much of a muchness. This doesn't need to be on the pay-per-view. I would put this on a pre-show. Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal in a singles match.
I literally thought you were going to say another match. I thought you were going to go Lashley versus Goldberg. McIntyre
wins. In a singles match where Veer and Shanky are banned from ringside.
Oh, like that fucking matters either way.
Isn't
it?
McIntyre think this wins. Is the night where Jinder Mahal actually gets stabbed with a sword.
Which you know,
and he becomes a zombie.
They're still trying to maintain it's a family heirloom for Drew, even though Drew openly said in a fucking interview worldwide, so it's quite common knowledge.
Yeah,
that the sword is actually owned by Vince McMahon.
Fucking wrestling. Yeah, Drew McIntyre wins. Who gives a shit?
The real question here, Andrew, is. Does it go over 5 minutes?
I don't know.
If I was booking it, 3 minutes squash job.
I'm going to put the Jinder money on it. I'll tell you what, on the night, we'll have a beat the clock challenge. Meet you, little friendly wager, and we'll see how far it goes. All right, we'll try.
All right, we'll do it.
We'll have a bit of fun. We'll have a bit of fun on Saturday night. If we remember the pre-shows even on, because if that's one of the matches, and the other match that I think may well be, and here's a match that I didn't even know existed, I didn't even know this, well, I did know that people were on the same show, to be fair, but it's a singles match between Alexa Bliss and Eva Marie with Doudrop. This is on the fucking card. Why is this on the card?
I'm not going to waste my time and get angry over it, because I've got you here to do it.
I mean, I'll do that for both of us, but yes.
Alexa Bliss wins. We move on with our lives. Eva Marie gets cut.
I'm going with Alexa Bliss wins, but I don't think we'll be allowed to move on with our lives because this is Raw. This isn't even WWE. This is Raw. So we're definitely getting a rematch come fucking Monday. If I'm honest, if any of these matches that we have spoken about could be a no contest, this is your fucking red flag.
Sully, you listening?
This is your red flag. If any of these matches are going to have some sort of shenanigans, DQ win, dusty finish bollocks, this is the match to go with. Because you are getting this match again on Monday for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
If this is on the main card, not the pre-show, I might go to bed late.
I doubt it.
No, I don't trust you being awake in the house and maybe this week.
Well, I don't know, that's bullshit for once.
Whoa. I don't mean anything for us to be at your house. I'd be fucking spark out on that sofa at your house. you're still watching it. My house, I'll normally stay away. I'm now going to move to match 5 on this card, which is Bianca Belair champion versus Sasha Banks for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And this one, Lee, they can keep this belt. I'm not going to throw this one in the bin.
Good.
Fair play to the ladies. SmackDown, they get to keep their belt.
Well done, you.
Well done.
Belair retains.
Yes.
Oh God, he's overthinking this.
No, I'm genuinely not. Yes, I agree. Mainly because I don't see why you would change the belt at this moment. So you can move some other things around. You can revisit this shit again at another stage.
Like the following Friday on SmackDown.
Don't know, mate, because it probably fucking will be. Either way, Pat McAfee will be just as excited, so you'll be alright. I don't see why you would change it at the moment. Sasha still works as a heel. She doesn't have a belt because she can just be an arsehole about it anyway.
Yeah, she can have Naomi. She can have Naomi as an assistant. There you go. There's a gimmick for you, Andrew.
Naomi is
getting... Bring back Team Bad, as you always say, mate.
Well, now I said Natty is injured. Tamina's got a lot of time on her hands. And she's got her belt already. She needs someone to step up as a partner.
No, not for me, thanks.
I'm trying to give you ideas. Moving on to Bobby Lashley, champion with MVP versus Goldberg in a singles match for the WWE Championship. Here's one for you. Does this match go longer than Drew versus Jinder? Cat amongst pigeons.
Oh, that's fucking a delightful question, that is. Can you make that a bonus point in the group as well? Just among the wolf pack.
Yeah, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna take that.
I'll tell you what, mate. We'll put that in the wolf pack chat. And what if, say, like the loser has to give up their first round pick in the draft?
That won't happen.
No, I know, but it'd be funny shit if we could do that.
We're a reputable league, Andrew. I mean, I could make it happen. I could switch a few things around, but no. You are not getting two first round picks.
I like you think I would win. Yeah. Got good faith in me there, sir. I think Bobby Lashley retains. Because fuck Goldberg, I don't want to go through that again. And I heard something today that I think would be a delight. It might be too soon, but it would be a delight. So, imagine if it does go slightly longer than McIntyre and the Hall.
Yeah.
So Goldberg is
kind of gassed.
Battered the shit out of him.
Oh, I know what's coming here. I know what's coming here.
And then a certain Las Vegas sort of hits, and
yeah,
a man with a briefcase arrives. It says you're next.
What to Billy Goldberg?
To either of the idiots?
Because to be honest, that. As much as I would love to see Big E versus Goldberg, because
it is the dream match we all want.
Because we all know that's Big E's dream match.
Yeah.
Because Scott Steiner's unavailable.
Yeah. Yes. Otherwise indisposed, yeah.
Yeah. But your money now is Big E versus Lashley.
Yeah.
To get his redemption from the New Day's boys.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. I kind of wish, if they do it, that they tease it a little bit more for that way.
Yeah, there hasn't been
any. Just Big E being a little shit to him, essentially.
Exactly. Like,
just do it in backstage segments.
Yeah, but instead now we've had nothing. Well, they can start the fire at this because it's a co pay-per-view. So they don't have the line, so they're not in the same building because they're clearly going to be there. So
yeah, Also, it's another positive if Big E cashes in and wins, because he would end up on Raw, which then brings the New Day back together, where rightfully they all belong.
Well, I mean, they don't necessarily belong on Raw, but together.
I'd much rather they move to SmackDown, but you know.
Can't have everything, can we?
Yeah.
But yes, big Bob Lash has to win. Just CBA.
If Goldberg wins, I might cancel the WWE subscription. I can't say I'm not going to watch Raw because they already know I don't watch Raw.
Yeah, we're already not watching that shit. I don't want to see two men with a combined age of 90-something.
Yeah, and Goldberg is the majority of that.
Yeah, but I mean, Bob Lash's like 44, 45, huh?
Yeah, but he can still go.
I know he can, but I'm just saying, when you look at it, combined ages of 90 plus, mate. I mean, add MVP into that, John. So that brings us on to what I will assume has to be the main event of this card. Roman Reigns champion with Paulie Dangerously versus John. You can't see him, Cena. For the Universal Championship. Straight up singles match. No messing about.
I think, first of all, what we need to say is the build up to this match has been phenomenal. Fantastic.
Let's put it this way. Last week's SmackDown, I don't know what they're going to do this week, because last week pretty much felt like the go-home promo.
Oh, it really did. Even they topped that promo, which just kept getting better as the minutes went on.
It was almost half an hour. No one had wrestled. Bear in mind, it's only a two-hour show. Yeah. And half of that is adverts, because, you know, it's America.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, he didn't give a shit. He didn't give a shit that the first 25, 30 minutes of it was a promo, because it was two great guys on promo.
Yeah. And then last time I ran this and Cena ran rings around him cutting a promo, you could see that Roman was actually a natural heel at the time. And, you know, should have actually been doing this shit fucking years ago. He should have been the one to turn on the Shield.
Yeah, I mean, Rollins did a ride out of it, to be fair with. He ran pretty well.
But they could have megastarred Roman 5 years earlier than this.
Probably.
Because he's now on that level where you can class him as a star on his own.
Oh, yeah. He is
the main event in WWE. Mm-hmm.
I like that we can both agree that the only person who got screwed by that Shield breaker was Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Unlucky Dean.
He ended up okay in the long run. Admittedly, he had to go somewhere else, but he ended up okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be fair, he cuts a decent promo this week when you watch it, mate.
Yeah, and the other member from the Shield, unfortunately, got released.
Oh, the Giant Thumb.
And retired. That big old Giant Thumb that was Kurt Angle.
Fuck, yeah. Jeez. I've almost talked myself into looking forward to this pay-per-view now. What is the theme song for this? I've not heard it.
Give me some female rapper names.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Bloody hell. I don't know. I can't say Lisa like left on her this, because I know she's watching it a lot.
Is it a Nicki Minaj song, possibly?
Is it a Minaj one? I don't know. I mean, if you want to possibly, you know, fill for time.
Well, while you Google.
Press Google. And, oh, you were close. I'll give you that, Lee. It's not Nicki Minaj. It's the other one. In a similar vein. Cardi B.
Ah, fuck, of course it is.
Cardi B. Is that the,
I need to edit out.
Yeah, probably best at first, because I'm definitely going to get that wrong.
Right, so going back on track, Reigns wins.
Oh, yeah, had we not made that clear?
Apologies. No, we hadn't made that clear.
Yeah, we probably should have been more clear that, yes, we would definitely like to. Yes, Cardi B is the person I'm thinking of. That is the song I was thinking of. I'll tell you what song I think it was.
I know what you're on about. Shut the fuck up.
I think Reigns wins because why not? Put him over Cena, makes him even more of a star. Just seems like good booking to me.
It does. Andrew, do you want to wrap up this fast-paced show?
Whoa, are we running Raw now? That's a fast-paced show.
Yeah, it's a tight 3-hour show.
Yeah, if you think fast-paced shows last a fucking week, nothing happens. We are Champs Out West. You can find us on all the major podcast networks, Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon. And as we said at the start of the show, Wrestling with Jonas podcast network. Go check us out on there. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @ChampsOutLast. Give us a like, follow, subscribe. Check us out on YouTube. Because why not? Like I said, there's no real videos on there because Lee won't let me. I'm not allowed to be let loose.
No, you can, but you've got to video edit it.
Oh,
and
mate.
That's how you fall down.
It'll be one take, mate. Just do it one take.
Drop definitely it. Not. You're not knowing the password for the YouTube account.
I'll set up an auto key behind me. And I'll do it. I'll get my mum to come round. I'll write it down on a thing. Bear in mind how small my writing is. So it'll be written on a really small card. And we're like this going, I don't know what I've written there. I think it'd be really good.
We'll put a pin in that one for now, mate.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll go back to the drawing board.
Sure. Another one to the ideas board. So we will see you guys next time, where I'm praying we get to talk about the triumphant return to wrestling of one Chick Magnet Punk. In his hometown of Chicago.
Oh, you've just fucking jinxed it. On that note, peace out.